Chart tool, that's all one word, is the third in this little section of the charting tools that we'll be looking at. I guess it falls in between the other two that we've seen to some extent, because you can either register and create an account with Chart tool, or you can just create charts straight away. If you do that, the interface is very, very intuitive, and you can simply click on the graph tab. From there you can choose the type of chart that you want, and again you've got quite a good range to choose from. That little window is then arranged into different tabs. Having chosen your chart, you can then add data, and it depends on which type of chart that you've chosen as to how you enter that data, but you'll be encouraged to provide labels and titles and so forth, how many data sets you're using. You can change some of the look and feel of the data points within this particular tab too. Then you need to add the labels and the extra metadata to the chart that allow users to be able to tell what story your data is providing. You can change the look and feel of those too. Having a preview tab makes it really helpful, because you can see what the graph is going to look like, and then if necessary go back and change some of the way that you've set it up. And finally, obviously, you want to be able to share that, and you can either do that by sending it to someone as an email link, and they'll receive a link and they can visit that chart. Or if you've not registered and not logged on, you also have the option to download it either as PNG, JPEG, PDF or CSV files. So you've still got the data there, and you'll be able to share it online in a different way. So there's no embed feature here, but that doesn't detract from all of the particularly useful output formats that you've got with Chart tool.